You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Jolynn Miller. She is a volunteer fair committee member and spokesperson, and we are going to be talking about the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair that takes place tomorrow at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Good morning, Jolynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. When did the volunteer fair start?
Well, we started as part of the Leadership Tuolumne County class in 2018.
And what is the purpose and reason for the volunteer fair?
Sure. As part of LTC, we were meeting with organizations all across the county. And inevitably, when we asked the question of what do you need, of course, they all said money and funding. But secondarily, they said we need volunteers. And so LTC, our class, got together and we decided to bring all the organizations in the county together that need volunteers and to try and really connect them with community members that are looking to help.
The 2025 Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair will take place tomorrow at the Motherlode Fairgrounds from 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock in the evening. This is what I find amazing. Tuolumne County is a population of roughly 55,000 people, and yet 75 organizations are going to be at the Volunteer Fair tomorrow.
Yeah, it's incredible. Every year we have a max capacity of 75, and we end up filling up, having organizations on the wait list. So beyond the 75 that are planning on coming, we're going to have more in the community that need help.
Okay, now the admission is free for the general public. So walk us through some of the organizations. What are they looking for?
There's organizations that have opportunities for one-time day events similar to Love Tuolumne. So Love Tuolumne is happening April 26th and 27th. They're going to be looking for volunteers to come out for one day and do something short-term. But then there's other organizations that are looking for volunteers to do more of a commitment. I work for UC Cooperative Extension. Our Master Gardeners and our 4-H program have a little bit more work that the volunteers have to go through before they can help in the community. But those are all different ways that people can get involved. I would also say that no matter what people's interests are, they can probably find an organization that they can help with.
Some are only looking for an hour or two of help a month.
Right. Some are going to ask for just 1 or 2 hours total. Some are going to ask for 1 or 2 a month, or some are going to say, whatever works for your schedule, we just need this done in the next 6 months, whatever that thing is.
The benefits of volunteering.
Gosh, the benefits of volunteering are incredible, right? We know that people that volunteer, that give back to their community, have less stress, they live longer, they're happier. The other thing is volunteering can help build a resume. So in times where an economic downturn, when you don't have a job, when you're just trying to build your skills, volunteering for an organization to build those skills are really important.
Okay, now it takes place from 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock. Tomorrow evening. That's kind of around dinner time. So is food going to be available?
Yeah, we have a hot dog cart, Doggy Delights, that's going to be there. And so no need to go home and get dinner. You just have dinner there as you walk around and meet these amazing organizations.
Should people bring anything with them?
Definitely your good attitude of and open-mindedness, but not really. All the organizations will have sign-in sheets and information. You don't need to be definitely signing up at that moment to say, I'm going to volunteer, but it's just an interest to show your interest, and you can write it down and give your information to the organizations and they'll follow up.
Because it's not a job fair, so you're not bringing your resume. You're simply wanting to find out what kind of organizations there are here that you could possibly volunteer with of issues that you care about.
Absolutely. And we always recommend, too, just having a conversation with the people at the booth. Make sure that there's a good vibe going, right? You want to feel good when you're volunteering. And so you want to make sure that you get along well with the people that you're going to be volunteering with.
The website to find out more information, tcvfair.org. That's tcvfair.org. And again, the 2025 Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair takes place tomorrow from 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Jolynn Miller, before we wrap up, what else would you like to add?
If you can't make it, come look at our website. All of the organizations that have volunteered this year and in years past will be listed on our website with what types of volunteers they need. So in any way possible, give back to your community. Let's make our community even stronger than it already is.
tcvfair.org. Thank you, Jolynn.
Thanks so much.